Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi. À ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Daouda est le plus célèbre boucher de Bantouka. Métou est une fidèle cliente, mais pas facile à satisfaire. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Métou avait acheté de la bonne viande avec Daouda. 2. Daouda essaya de vendre à Métou de la viande de poulet. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Métou veut-elle? 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Métou? 3. Pour Métou, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? Vous entendrez comment utiliser le mode impératif. Vous entendrez aussi le vocabulaire relatif à la boucherie.
Come on, come on, come and buy, ladies and gentlemen. I have the best fresh meat from Bantouka.
Hi, Daouda. Today I'll take 2 kilos of tender lamb leg.
What's the occasion, Métou? Is it Valentine's Day or Women's Day?
Every day is Valentine's Day for me and for my husband.
Really? I can see that.
I'd like to prepare a special dish tonight.
I have everything you need. Beef, veal, mutton, even chicken and rabbit.
Didn't you sell me horse meat last time? I cooked it for 3 hours. It was too hard for my poor little old husband.
Métou, sister, buy him some leather. It would take you less time to cook and it's easier on this stomach.
Don't start again now, you sneaky salesman. Be polite.
Okay, Métou, don't worry. I have fresh mutton for you. Look at it. Did you say 2 kilos?
Yes, please. Say, what's that meat over there?
Rabbit. It's a whole rabbit. You want one? You'll be the first client. Come on, what will it be? Cutlet or legs?
No, thank you, Daouda. That hanging thing looks like a cat.
A cat? That's too exotic. I just sell common meat. And you know, everything has been controlled at the slaughterhouse.
Oh, please. When did the government build a slaughterhouse in Bantouka?
I have onions, charcoal, potatoes, pepper.
I thought you were a butcher. This butcher shop looks more like a bazaar.
We don't sell anything bizarre here.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue le boucher Daouda et la cliente Métou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Métou avait acheté de la bonne viande tendre avec Daouda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Daouda essaya de vendre à Métou de la viande de poulet. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Métou veut-elle? 2 kilos. 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Métou? Ça prend moins de temps à cuire. 3. Pour Métou, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? À un chat. Nous allons maintenant apprendre le vocabulaire de la viande utilisé par Daouda et leur traduction anglaise. Écoutez et répétez. Viande de bœuf, beef. Viande de veau, veal. Viande de mouton, mutton. Foie, liver. Poulet, chicken. Viande de lapin, rabbit. Répétons enfin ces phrases de Daouda et de Métou.
Come and buy, come and buy. Buy him some leather.
Don't start again now.
Look at it.
Ces phrases sont à l'impératif. Elles expriment ici une invitation, une mise en garde, un conseil. L'utilisation de l'impératif à la deuxième personne est simple et le sujet n'est pas exprimé. Nous avons entendu Daoda et sa fidèle cliente, Metou. Vous avez appris le vocabulaire de la boucherie et aussi appris comment utiliser l'impératif pour exprimer une invitation, une mise en garde ou un conseil. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting, au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames. Why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting. Au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position. I think it's a very bad idea. Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée. It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city to...
I don't think
excuse me.
What are they talking about?
Excuse me.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone?
All right, go on.
Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea
why?
Is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, the park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We've planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira « That's stupid. C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz That's enough. C'est assez. That's enough. Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté Calm down. Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire, May I continue? Je veux continuer. Puis-je continuer? Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire, Please don't interrupt. N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
I disagree. Je suis d'accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I like that idea. J'aime cette idée. I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I think it's a terrible idea. Ou bien encore, d'autres expressions. That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. That's absurd. C'est absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Enfin. Don't be stupid. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? What does that mean? That's my point. C'est exactement ce que je veux dire. Ou bien, you don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela, donc de quoi parlez-vous? You don't know that. Just a moment, un instant s'il vous plaît. Just a moment, please. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que disent les autres, just one or two things, just one or two things. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.
Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. Le mot plot a plusieurs significations. Découvrons-les ensemble. Un mot si simple qui signifie autant de choses. Plot, P
P-L-O-T, P-L-O-T. Une parcelle de terre, un lotissement, un espace ou un jardin. To sell a plot. Vendre une parcelle de terre, un terrain. We inherited a plot of land. Nous avons hérité d'un terrain, d'une parcelle. She bought a new plot to build a house. Elle a acheté un nouveau lotissement pour construire une maison. Plot peut avoir un tout autre sens, signifiant par exemple un complot, un plan, une stratégie. The coup failed. It was a bad plot. Le coup d'État a échoué. Il était mal planifié. It's a secret plot. C'est un terrain secret, un endroit secret, ou bien c'est un plan secret. The book has a great plot. Le livre a une bonne intrigue. The plot thickens. L'intrigue se corse. Il y a aussi le verbe to plot. Planifier, préparer, organiser, comploter, tracer. To plot a math graph. Tracer un graphe en maths. Let's plot the trip to Vegas. Préparons le voyage à Las Vegas. If she plots it right, she will succeed. Si elle s'organise bien, elle réussira. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express. Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have my fellow colleague
Roger Muntu.
And some guests here. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Raven Moore.
And
Eva Pekenaruch.
Welcome everyone from across the world. Some of you are in East Africa, some of you in West Africa, some of you in Asia and the Middle East. Nice to have you. Join us on Facebook. Sur Anglais Télé as well. So today, we're going to talk about how do we ask questions.
Okay.
And of course, I'm saying how, which that's one of
that's a question.
That's a question. How do we ask questions? And I'm using do.
How do.
Right. So
we ask.
How do we ask questions?
Okay.
And, well... How do we ask questions? What's involved in a question? How do you know a question from a normal sentence? From
intonation?
Intonation. Mm-hmm. So let's give an example. Eva, you are going to say something that is not a question, and then you're going to change your tone, and then you're going to make it a question.
So you'll give us two things. Give us a sentence that is not a question, and then you will turn it to a question.
Okay. We are in English class.
We are in English class, and the tone is neutral, flat. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Now change that into a question.
Where are we?
Nope.
No. Only with intonation.
Yeah. Intonation.
Only with
the same
intonation.
Sentence.
Same oh, words.
Yeah, we're testing this out. This is a test.
We're in English class.
We're in English class. We're in English class.
Yes.
Okay, so the last word has to go up.
We're in English class.
Yes, okay. That's it. Okay.
That was perfect.
Now that's one way of asking a question using the same sentence. Another way would be what? Using her same sentence here. We are
well,
in English.
You would reverse the first two words.
Exactly. We reverse the subject and the verb that's conjugated. Mm-hmm. So say it.
Are we in English class?
Exactly. So we are in English class. That's a fact. And then?
Are we in English class?
That's it. Well, we're going to put Roger on the spot.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
I'm going to ask a question. Are we going to put Roger on the spot? Yes or no?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Are okay. We? We are.
So are we is the question? Yes, we are. Okay, so Roger.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Are you happy?
No.
Okay. That's an example of...
I am not happy.
Exactly. Now, when you're using the verb to be mm-hmm. and you're asking a question with to be, mm-hmm. most answers are going to be direct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you from Korea?
No.
Okay. Are you from France?
Maybe.
Are you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I said, yes, I am.
She's trying
yes,
to,
I am.
You're trying to confuse us.
That's right.
Okay, so when the questions are with the verb to be, mm-hmm. most of the times the answers are yes or no. Are you sick?
No.
Are we in the U.S.?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
And I just have to add what Michelle is saying so we all... Remember this. So what Michelle is saying, it's we usually call it in English an open-ended question. It's a yes or no answer.
Oh, no, that's closed.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry, closed.
Yeah.
Sorry,
right.
Let me correct that. Closed.
Open-ended.
I'm sorry, thank you. Closed answer, you're right.
Yes.
That's a no or a yes, correct?
Right.
Thank you, Raven.
Right.
That's
often my mother asks me a lot of closed-ended questions.
Yes.
And I can't give her any information. I have to
that
say
you know.
Yes or no. That's
right.
It.
So that's how we call it, right? And,
yes.
And most people mm-hmm. have to understand that because it's what Michelle is saying. It's either a yes or a no mm-hmm. without too much
right.
explanation. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we're going to find out what our guests think. Welcome to our guest. We have Marie-Rose Borras. And
hello.
Hi, Marie-Rose.
Hello.
Okay, we're going to also Thanks. Welcome Moussa Kouma from Bamako. Hi, Moussa.
Moussa's there.
We're happy to have
Hi.
You. Are we happy to have him?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Are you happy to be here, Moussa?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Right, that was direct.
That was direct.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
And do we have Alf Sidibé? I'm using another form of questioning now. Do we have Alf Sidibé from Bamako?
Yes, you have Alf Sidibé from Bamako online.
Awesome.
Okay, wonderful.
Awesome.
So that was a bit different from using to be, to do, which mm-hmm. is different than the verb to do in this context.
Mm-hmm.
When you're asking a question, it's different from the verb to do, qui est le verbe faire, to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, the action to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you're asking a question...
Because to do, what Michel's trying to say, to do is faire, right, in general. To do is faire in French.
Faire,
en français.
Yes.
Faire
quelque chose.
Faire quelque chose. But when we use to do in the question, it's not faire.
It's not faire.
Okay.
It's not to do the action of doing something.
Okay.
Which is very... difficult for foreigners to they're really like, what is that do?
Mm-hmm.
What is why is that
what
there?
What do you want? Mm-hmm.
What
for your
do
birthday?
You want? So do mm-hmm. let's see, Alf, since you're the one who got the to do question, do we have Alf Sidibé? Alf, can you ask Marie-Rose Borras a question using the verb to do?
Okay. Marie-Rose, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Do you have Anglais Télé team online tonight?
Yes, I have the Anglais Télé online now.
Very good.
Very good. That was
okay.
good. That was good.
I think that do doesn't actually have a meaning. It just means you are starting a question.
Well, like France is also saying, it's used as an auxiliary verb. It's really just for a question. You're right. It doesn't
yeah,
really
right.
have a
because
meaning.
Because
it's to emphasize.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You could say, you understand? Or do you understand? So what about Moussa Kouma? Can you ask Alf Sidibé, your fellow Bamako, can you ask him something with the verb to do?
Hi, Alf Sidibé.
Hi, Moussa. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm fine. Do you have a question?
Do you have a question?
That's a good one.
That is.
Yes, Moussa, I do have a question for you. So, Moussa, tell me, where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu.
In Senu?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I went in Senu yesterday.
Wonderful. That was a perfect example.